This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I could say wonderful as usual, but, you know, it's a little bit cold this last week. Had you noticed that?
I hadn't noticed, no.
Oh, my gosh. The 16 and 19 degree weather is just really too cold for me.
Yeah, I think yesterday morning wind chills were around, I think they got down to around 2. Of course, that's the wind chill, not the temperature, but still, I mean, that's cold.
It is, and when the wind chill is that cold, you feel it through your bones.
Yeah, you do. It's the kind where if you're walking outside to get in the truck, you know, and the wind blows and it's that cold, you almost can't catch your breath.
That's exactly right. People should have a scarf over their face.
Yes.
I mean, it's that time.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, it's not going to last.
No, but be thankful we're not a rancher today.
Oh, yeah.
Or that we don't work for an oil company and that we're out there in that huge cold weather.
Yeah, that can be brutal.
It would be very brutal. So I feel sorry for them. I have all week, you know, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now, the llamas are taking it in stride. They're in the barn, 11 of them in one barn. Because they get warmer that way. They don't want to separate out.
Yeah, they use all that fur and that body heat.
Yeah, that's right. All that fur is keeping them comfortable. They've all got their legs under them where they're warm.
Uh-huh.
And with that many of them, they're almost stacked, and they like that.
Yeah, it's a good day to be a llama.
It is a good day to be a llama. They have lots of fur, beautiful fur, in fact.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad that... We don't have to get out too much.
Yeah, really. This is the kind of weather you just kind of relax. Of course, now it's going to start to warm up. I think today is going to be like 40-ish, and then we gradually warm up tomorrow. It'll be even warmer. And then by the early or mid of next week, it's going to be sunny and in the mid to upper 70s.
Now, can you imagine? That's what makes people ill.
Yeah.
You go from 19 degrees to 70.
Yeah.
In 4 or 5 days. That is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. At least we're not stuck with like Chicago type weather where it's 20 degrees for 8 months.
Yes, and we're not stuck with the crime rate of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean,
thank the Lord we don't have gangs here.
Yeah, really. But, you know, wow, that would just make it worse. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
But, I thought about how to cure all that.
How's that?
If they would take all those teenage gangsters, take them up to Alcatraz. And say, we're going to teach you how to live.
Yeah.
And make them live there and learn there. And I think they'd be just like a puppy when they came back. I think they would be, you know, model citizens.
You may be onto something. You should write somebody a letter and try it out.
I think they should. I'll mention that.
Yeah, mention that.
I think that'd be a great idea. Hey, Chicago would love me.
Yeah, they would. They really
would. Nobody else in Chicago would say, oh, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's give out the phone number and get to talking about what people want to hear about.
Let's do that.
Our phone number is 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, my favorite store.
And, of course, anybody can go to the website at any time and find all kinds of information, including testimonials, case studies, data from past investments, and that kind of thing. And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. So as we go into the new year, I know things were looking very, very good towards the end of 2016. Is that trend continuing into 2017?
Yes, it is. The Whitworth, we had a little trouble getting... It finished right there at the very end, And but they got the money in everybody's account. We thought it was going to go in on a Thursday because that would have been a week, and they held it a little longer. But it is in everybody's account. They do have the money. They've made a lot of money. And now we're waiting on the other one, you know, that came due just before Christmas, Lombardi, and that's a $6 million policy. So a lot of people are in it. They're going to make a lot more money. And some of the same ones. We had 61 people in Lombardi.
Really?
There was 55 people in Whitworth.
Those are massive policies.
They were massive policies. Whitworth was $11 million. Lombardi is $6 million. So we are studying policies for them every minute right now. I mean, we are studying and studying. I think I've done 10 bids this week.
Really?
And oh, yeah. And we've probably got 45 bids out. A lot of it we've got in legal. They've agreed to the sale of their policies, and we're trying to finish them up and get everybody placed in these policies.
So you're looking at almost, if my math is right, almost 60 policies that may be ready to go in the next several weeks?
That's exactly right.
And, wow.
So we're trying to get all those ready. Some of them are 15 months, some 18, some 24. But I've turned down a few. I haven't had to turn down as many this week as I usually do, but I did turn some down that I just did not think they were that sick. And as you know, lots of times they say 27, 30 months, and they come due in 12 months, or they come due in 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can go either way. It can go over, or it can come in on time, or it can come in early.
Well, you know, when investing in life insurance policies, I know that there are fewer risks than other investment opportunities, and that is one of the risks, is the policy goes over.
That's right. And if it's the only policy you've got in the world and it goes over, you wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah.
But if you're diversified, and let's say you've got four, you've got five or three, if one goes over, it's not going to hurt you. You're still going to get the money. You're just not going to get it when you thought you would. You wouldn't get it in the 24-month. You know, it might be another year, or it might be two more years.
Yeah.
But most of them, I think we have four policies right now that have went over out of all the ones we did this year. So that's not real bad.
Yeah, that's really good odds.
I think we did, and I'm not sure, around 40 million maturities this year.
Wow.
And, of course, that last money, we won't get it until here in January, mm-hmm. so I may not can count that last one.
Yeah.
Even though it matured, it hadn't went in their bank account yet. So I'm counting it because it did mature, even though it won't be in their account till, you know, second or third week of January.
It's really just a waiting game at this point.
It is. It always is. You know, when we're notified that the person has passed away, you know, we wait for the bank to get the certified death certificate, get it sent in, and then we get paid.
But monetarily, while people are waiting for the money to go in the bank after the policies have matured, monetarily, people are not paying anything. This is not costing anybody any money or anything like that. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. There was no cost to them whatsoever. And then when the money gets in their account, we reinvest it again. That doesn't cost them anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an IRA, there will be no taxes due.
Yeah.
The only people that are going to pay taxes is one that had a custodial account that came, you know, that's either a joint account with their wife or an individual account. And those people will have to add up and see what they made for the year, and they will have to pay taxes. But the others owe no taxes. And so that gives them 4 or 5 years of heavy investing with no taxes to, you know, they're 70 and a half. So I think that's a pretty good deal.
That is a great deal.
And, of course, all of our policies, you know, my gosh, the cancer policies we've done this last year were so good. I think it's some of the best policies we've ever had because, they were coming due a lot earlier than we had thought. So we know we did call those, you know, right. And, in fact, some of them a little more than right. So the people that invest with us, you know, they're diversified. They've got a lot of policies. And it's just a matter of, you know, how many are going to come due during the year. You know, we had several people that retired this year. So they're going to be taking money out of their account every month to live on. But they've made enough money, they've got plenty of cash, you know, in there to take that monthly income.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again.
It's 877-588-3330. And the other thing is, everybody now, the oil business has picked up. It looks like some of the companies are looking for up to 200 people.
Yeah.
My gosh.
The trend has started, and it looks like it's just going to keep on getting better and better over the next several months and really the entire year.
What did oil close at this week?
It was over 50. It was there were several days this past week it was over 50. I want to say it was 54, maybe.
Yeah,
Thursday or Friday.
I saw it 53 one day, so it and I didn't track it every day this week. But it, even if it's 54, my gosh, it's better than it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
And now then, the companies are announcing that they're going back to work. They're we know they had the leases all along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter now of going out and saying, okay, we're going to start drilling again.
Yeah, it was just a waiting game.
Yes, and of course with OPEC, with them cutting their production, that helped a lot.
Oh yeah, that was great for. And plus the reserve that they found not that far from here.
That's exactly right. That's big, really big.
Yeah, biggest one.
That'll give them drilling for what, 20 years?
I think so. Yeah.
What I think. It's the biggest oil find in the history, they say, of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, that is a really big deal.
And I wonder if all that's already leased, or if a lot of the owners still have that and have not leased it out.
Yeah.
If they haven't, that'll be a big lease war.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get that done. So that's good news, too. And our clients, the ones that, a few of them have been unemployed for a couple of months, this will help them get back to work, which we want them to be working. And it's just going to help everybody all around. And the ones that have changed companies, they have those old 401s. They can bring those old 401ks over to us. We'll roll them over, put them in some policies, and they'll be in a lot better shape than they are now.
Yeah, get that money
growing.
Because
the new companies don't want to take them. You know, they don't want to take their old 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we specialize in, is rolling the 401ks over and putting it in some life settlement policies short term. Everybody asks me every once in a while, well, we would like to sell you some long term. I said, we do not want long term.
Oh, no.
You know, we want stuff up to 30 months because we've done really good wonders with some 30-month ones. But I don't want anything over 30 months. Anybody that's going to take a 45-month policy, you know, they're not looking for short-term gains. They're looking for something way down the road, you know. And now the hedge funds will do it every day.
Mm.
Hedge funds don't need to make anything for years to come.
So what happens?
We have a different opinion.
Why do you stay so short-term?
Where we can turn the money for their retirement. If you're doing short-term, we can, you know, double their money in 6 to 7 years.
Mm.
But you can't do that if you're doing long term.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long term. You're looking at 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And our people don't need to do that.
No.
They need to be able to retire in 6 to 8 years, you know. And most of them will be retiring. A lot of them will be retiring early because they've made enough they can.
You had several people retire this year or last year, didn't you?
Yes, we have several people in December hung it up, and they're going to Hawaii. They're just doing all kinds of fun things.
Traveling.
They're traveling extensively. I have one couple that bought an RV just to take the grandchildren to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty magnanimous, isn't it?
Yeah, that is fantastic. My goodness.
I mean, I can't imagine buying that just to take them to Disney World.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's a good idea. But most of our people, you know, need to turn this money at least every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we're trying to pay them, you know, approximately 1% a month. And sometimes it's more. I know we had several the other day that paid them more than that. Paid on a 24-month policy, it paid about 26.
Really?
Yeah. So sometimes it pays 1 to 2 points more than they think they're going to get. But and there has been a time or two I've said, you know, we can't pay quite that much. But most of the time, it's 1% a month. So if it comes in early, you've got a 24-month policy, it may come due in 12 months, may come due in 6 months. You know, we never know. So we're always excited when it comes in early because we can turn it for you a little bit quicker.
And you, when you invest in policies for, or when you start bidding on policies for people to invest in, there's certain things that you look at. It's not just a random guess, or you don't just take somebody's word for it. There's certain things that you look for so that policies don't go over, and it doesn't take you know, all this extra time for the policies to mature.
Well, and when we start looking at it, the first thing I look, how much weight have they lost? They've lost 30 to 50 pounds, we know it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start looking to see, where did it start? Well, lots of times it'll start in the lungs. I bid one this week that it already moved to all of the skeleton.
Oh, wow.
So if it's already all over your skeleton, you're not going to survive.
That's pretty aggressive.
If it's just in one place, yes. You may live 4 years or so. But if it's an aggressive one, if it's pancreatic, I don't even think about it. If it's pancreatic, I say, let's bid it immediately.
Yeah.
If it's stomach cancer or colon, those are the three worst ones. We know that on a man especially, those are very, very serious. On a woman, if it's uterine cancer, it's very, very serious. If it's breast cancer, there's two kinds. One, you can actually survive, and it may come back. But the ones that I'm looking at is, you know, they've done a mastectomy on the left. Then they find out it came back after the mastectomy around where they operated.
Ooh.
So you know that thing is going to be aggressive this second time. And then we check for lymph nodes. If it's already in 6 or 7 lymph nodes, you don't have a prayer.
Yeah.
If it's in one lymph node, you might make it. But when it gets in the lymph nodes, it spreads immediately.
Yeah.
So I look for all the things that's going to tell the story, you know. I looked at one this week. A lady, they said, we don't have all the information on her. From 11 to 12, she disappeared. She came back in 13. I mean, when they do all that, you know they're doing alternate medicine somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a good policy because they're not doing what they should be doing.
Now, the alternate medicine, that's something that you're interested in, but experimental things, where does that fall in?
Well, sometimes they've been operated on, not for breast cancer, but other types, and they will go and appeal to them to get in clinical trials. Mm-hmm. Clinical trials, what I've seen, do not cure you at all, but it will prolong it. And we've had one that this happened to us. This man had brain cancer. And all of our other brain cancers died. This guy didn't die, and we couldn't figure out why. Well, he got into a clinical trial. Until that clinical trial's over, looks to me like it's going to go over. He's going to survive for a while. And it's just because clinical trials have all these new things that are not approved by the government that they're trying out on people, to see if they can keep them alive, you know, 6 months or 12 months.
And brain cancer is one of the deadliest.
It is the most aggressive. Usually, if after someone has either lung cancer or any of the other cancers, they immediately check to see if there's any cancer in the brain, because they know if it spreads, it's going to go straight to the brain. And sometimes they'll say, no, it hadn't spread that far yet. And then sometimes they'll say, lung cancer, yes, they have brain cancer too. That means it is really aggressive, and they probably won't be there long.
Yeah.
So people procrastinate on going to the doctor. They procrastinate about coming to see me. And, two things I'd recommend. For your health, get a checkup, especially if you're over 50 years old, get a checkup. Make sure that everything in your body is just like a clock. It's working right.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been feeling really bad, go and have a checkup and your blood work done. And then, if you're in good shape, but you've just been procrastinating about coming to see me, you want to make more money, you want to do it safely, you need to quit procrastinating. Come and see us. See if you like us, if you like the program. If you do, you know, we'd love to have them.
Well, you know, it, being the first part of the new year, this is always a good time. You know, people set their New Year's resolutions, and this might be a good resolution, is to go ahead and invest in something a little bit more stable, something a little smarter, something with a little less risk than the stock market.
I think so, because the stock market, yes, it is up right now. But you know how the stock market is. It goes and it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times you can't do a darn thing about it.
No.
Someone said the other day, quit getting up at midnight and looking at it. You know, it's not going to make a difference. If it fell that day, it just fell. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, so this is the time to take your money out of the stock market while it is up, because you know eventually it's going to go back down.
So yeah, and you can get more for it right now. You can get more for your stocks and your mutual funds and put them to work. Because if you can make 12% a year, that's not bad. We're not going to make you rich in 1 year. Nobody ever told you that.
Yeah.
But it's working. And, you know, we recommend it every day of the year. These ladies came to see us this week. And a mother and a daughter and a sister. And they started talking to me. And I said, have you been listening to us on the radio, or do you have a friend? They said, well, our brother and my son, they've been with you for 4 years, and they say they're making good money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's absolutely true.
And that's really the best testament right there, is to hear testimony from people who have been with you for a while, and they have taken their money and grown it and then put it in other policies and then grown that, and the cycle just keeps on going.
That's right. And we know, you know, what they're making per year. We know they're making enough to live on. This is the neat part. The people that started 4 years ago, that retired, they've got enough with us that they quit work and they can do whatever they want, and we're going to pay them so much a month, and the profit's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, profit is sitting there. And so they're going to take their profit and live on that, which there's plenty of it, and they don't have to worry about it.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, our favorite store.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Now, we're talking about investing in life insurance policies. Where do these policies come from? If people are not familiar with you, they've never heard you before, where do you get these policies for them to invest in?
Well, we get them from providers, licensed providers. When people start to sell their policy, they will go to their agent, and their agent immediately goes to the licensed provider and says, I have this client that needs to sell this policy. They have cancer, and then they come to someone like me. And, you know, an amazing thing, we had this MedCalf, I guess a month and a half ago, and we sold that policy. And a lot of people didn't really like that policy. And, you know, they decided to keep it at the last minute.
Really?
And come to find out the man has went to hospice, and he's not even going to make it. And I said, oh, my gosh, I wish I had. You remember, that's the one that I had all the money in.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that $150,000 that I eventually sold it out? But it's one of those that, boy, I wish we'd have had it. And I think it was 30 months, and the guy isn't even going to make it.
Wow.
So sometimes, you know, everybody looks down their nose sometime at a policy when they should just say, you know, Faith thinks that's a good policy. I believe it is.
Well, you look at so many different aspects of a policy before you even bid on it. So if it's on your desk for somebody to invest in, it's a good policy.
I think so. And not all of them are going to be great, but they're all going to mature. You know, they're all going to die from cancer.
Sure.
It's just a matter of which ones are going to come in first.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really, you know, trying to do, is get you some policies that will come in early. That's my goal every day, is, you know, make you some money every year. And we're doing that, is making money every year right now.
Now, these policies, these come from people who, like you said, they have cancer, and they want to go ahead and sell it to take care of some business, not only bills, but their own personal estate.
Remember, they know they're terminal. They know it's inoperable. They've already operated. They're not. It's not going to go away. And they've told them how many months they think they have. And they've said, get your house in order. So they come to us and say, I need to sell this. I want to sell my estate now. I don't want them fighting over it. I don't want to wait till they're out there reading a will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like Ralph Whitworth, he was worth a lot of money. So, you know, he sold his policy in advance, gave the children, everybody their money, and said, this way there'll be no fighting. Everybody's got their money.
Yeah.
And he knew he wasn't going to live long. And a lot of people, if it's a small policy, they need the money to live on till they pass away. So it can go either way. But if a person wants steady income, you know, I recommend what we do because it'll give you steady income, and it's fairly short term. And I just can't think of anything that would be better for them, really.
And one thing we should probably mention is when you say steady income, we want to make sure that it's clear that, the money you cannot access when it's you can't invest and then in 6 weeks come and say, hey, I need to take some of this out again. You cannot touch it.
No, it is not liquid. Let me go over that carefully. It is not liquid till they pass away, till it matures. But when I said income, I'm talking about the people who've retired and needed income. They've got that income once they retire.
Right.
Because they have enough profit that they're taking the profit out as monthly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be sure everybody understands the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And once a policy matures, they can take their profit or they can take the whole thing. Of course, people who have IRAs do not want to take anything out because they don't want to pay the taxes yet. They're trying to delay the taxes as long as possible.
Yeah.
And people who have 401ks, if they're all in mutual fund and then they're unhappy with it, even though New York says they're making a profit, sometimes out here they're not. So they put that money with us and they will have a guaranteed profit.
Now, what are the fees of, associated?
It's $250 for those accounts. You know, if you have an IRA, it's $250 a year. So it's not very much.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's not thousands of dollars. And I told you that story. I had a client come to me a month ago, and he was paying $12,000 a year.
Wow.
I never heard of such in all my life.
Me neither.
He never had either. He was pretty hot.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, he said, I need to get this out of here. I don't want to pay $12,000 a year.
Yeah, I imagine probably paying $12,000 a year and then coming to see you and it's $250. I imagine he probably had a little bit of shock.
That's right. And remember, all the money goes to their account at Nevada Trust or Bank of Utah. It never goes direct to us. We don't touch your money. It doesn't go. A check is never made to American Financial, ever. We do not ever allow that.
And that is just to protect the investor.
It protects them where that no one can touch their money. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
And our employees are all bonded for $250,000, but we still don't want to touch their money, okay? And that's the way every company in America ought to do it. Have the bank hold the funds. And a lot of the hedge funds, you know, they don't do it that way. But hedge funds are huge. I mean, they are so big, you know, they've probably got $500 million in the bank.
Yeah.
So it makes a big difference how you handle your business.
Exactly.
So we're trying to do it the right way and do it the honest way for our clients.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And, of course, you know, they can make an appointment, come and talk to us, go home and talk to their wife or bring the wife. And, you know, they can make a decision, you know, whatever they think. We always encourage them, go home and talk to your loved ones. And we had it different this week. You know, it's always the men that come and talk to me, and they go home and talk to their wife and see if it's all right. I had these ladies this week, and the lady said, well, you know, I am married. I said, yes. She said, I've got to go home and talk to my husband. I said, it's a first.
Oh, wow. That's never happened. Usually it's the man.
No. That's right. It's always the man that goes home and talks to the wife. So I thought that was good. She's going to go home and, you know, tell him what she wants to do. So that'll be interesting at first.
And it's not necessary. When somebody comes to talk to you, nobody's getting trapped or tricked into anything. You're going to sit down and go over everything in detail to make sure that they completely understand. And if they want to go home, talk to somebody, that's encouraged.
That's right. We want them to be sure everybody's on board. It's like this. If the wife's unhappy, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
She would never forgive you if she's not a part of it.
Exactly.
And if you're married, they are a part of it, let me tell you.
So it's,
see, we want everybody involved to make that decision together.
Yeah.
And then they come back, then we're all happy.
And sometimes people may come back a couple of times. Sometimes they may think about it for several months. It's not anything that has to be done right now, or hurry. If you don't, you know, if you don't do it right now, then this policy is going to be gone and there are no more. That's not the case at all.
No, it doesn't work that way. But, you know, I did have this happen several years ago. A man came, and he waited so long, I didn't even remember him. I mean, that's how long it was. And
oh,
we came back. He said, I was in here, and he put it nicely, several months ago. And I thought, man, I don't even remember this man. It had been too long. He'd been there a long time ago.
Wow.
But anyway, things like that happen. And then we have people that come back the next week or, you know, a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. either way. So it's always nice.
It's really just about making sure that people who are invest, they're comfortable.
That's right. If they're comfortable, then we are.
Yeah.
And but we want them to know every part of how this works.
Yeah.
And if they know all that, then, you know, they can make up their mind. If they want to do it, we'd love to have them.
And if not, then that's okay. You have turned people away and said, this is really, it doesn't sound like this is something you're comfortable with. This is probably not the best avenue for you.
I have turned people away. They don't like it, but I have.
Yeah.
So, you know, every once in a while that happens. But not very often. Most people, you know, have the wherewithal, they're qualified, and it works.
Perfect. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and this is our chance to learn all kinds of fun things. And so today, what are we talking about today?
Well, it's kind of a funny story in a way. There was a report not long ago from USA, and they said they were having these auctions, not in West Texas, but about West Texas land.
Mm-hmm.
And they were scamming people. And it said it was fraudulent internet-based land auctions. Well, I got to reading it. The more I read, the more I liked the story. And it says that what these people were doing is they were auctioning land and telling them three things. The property all has running water, has green trees and green grass. And, you know, we're out in the desert.
Yeah.
none of that was true. So they're you know, was defrauding these people back east. And so USA Today says, you know, this is not the first time. You know, back in the 19th century, a guy did the same thing. And he was telling them all these glowing things. And Noah Smithwick. He described this gang of selling counterfeit Mexican land certificates to settlers coming east in 1831.
Really?
They were peddling land that did not exist. The biggest land scam in Texas took place in the Big Bend, where, you know, I love Big Bend.
Yeah.
And involved bigger-than-life characters. The heart of the story is Ben Leighton. He was a scalp hunter. He traveled north from Chihuahua City in 1848, and he had this woman with him. Her name was Juana Pedraza, and he took his outfit, and he found the old Spanish fort on the north side of the Rio Grande. Oh, it was about 4 miles downstream from Presidio del Norte, and he made him a 40-room fort, and it was a trading post. And he traded guns and ammunition with the Apaches for stolen livestock. You know, real simple. And John Caperton spent several days at Fort Leighton in 1849. He said, this man has all of his life been in the mountains. He knows nothing of government or law, and he just makes his own laws as he goes. Well, then we had the governor back then, Angel Trias of Chihuahua, and he complained to U.S. Army Major Jefferson Van Horn. He said, Leighton's trade with the Native Americans, why, he does as he pleases. He doesn't respect the authorities of the Presidios or the laws of the U.S. And his fort occupied the only acreage in the river valley, that was even suitable for agriculture. So that tells you how bad this land was. Well, there were some Mexican farmers, and they were growing crops on it. And he dispossessed the farmers by paying Herrera, the mayor, to forge a title. Then he convinced Herrera to forge a grant of 225 leagues. That's 1 million acres.
Wow.
Forgery of 1 million acres. That is now Brewster, Presidio, and Jeff Davis counties.
Really?
Yeah, they backdated it to 1832. And reportedly, it was made by Herrera to a Mexican army captain. And he figures prominently in this story. His name was Ronquillo. He'd been living at Presidio del Norte, but he had been killed by the Apaches in 1834. So then Herrera says, let's forge some field notes for a survey of the grant. And they wanted to show a chain of title. And so they did that. But they wanted to be sure that all the people named in the forged documents were dead. It wasn't going to work if they were still alive.
Yeah.
So they intended to have his million-acre grant confirmed by the Texas legislature. But he up and died.
Oh.
So everybody forgets about this 1 million acres of land that's been forged. And then in 1884, they found silver. So then it comes to light again about this 1 million acres. So his grandson's name was Ochoa. So he revived the claim. And he was a revolutionary, and he was against Porfirio Diaz in El Paso in 1893. Well, they put him in the federal pen for violating the Neutrality Act. But he was brilliant. He invented it. He patented a streetcar brake, a fountain pen, an adjustable wrench, and a flying machine.
Really?
And oh, yeah. He was involved in the Mexican Revolution from 1910 to 20. Well, when they were summing up all this stuff that happened over there, they called him a revolutionist, a federal prisoner, an inventor, a corporate president, an arms smuggler, a currency counterfeiter. He was a Secret Service informant and a mine owner. Well, so Ochoa's in trouble. So he hires his flamboyant San Antonio lawyer, who once won a murder case by swallowing the indictment.
Literally swallowing it?
He swallowed the indictment and said, I challenge the state's attorney to produce it. And, of course, they couldn't, so the case was dropped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here they are. This guy, Ronquillo, he comes down and he says, look, I'm the grandson of the legitimate heir to the grant. Well, they proved he had never been in the Mexican army, so that wasn't true. So they put him in jail. He wasn't the man to whom the grant had been made. So then, here comes the other culprits. And one of the defendants sold his claim to a guy named Fitzgerald of Las Vegas, New Mexico, for $100,000. Well, old Fitzgerald got busy. He sold two-thirds to a guy in Chicago for $100,000. And then the big con, they sold the whole grant to Ernest Dale Owen, a Chicago investor. He represented the Chicago and Texas Land and Cattle Company. They sold it for an incredible sum of $4.5 million.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, forged land documents. So Owen bought Ocho's claim, and he got everybody out of the way. And in 1892, he filed suit against the mining company. Well, it went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. They took depositions from everybody. The witnesses testified that Leighton was a scoundrel, that he had taken this one guy in shackles for forging land grants. They said enormous land grants are illegal. And this Methodist preacher came and he said, you know, I helped do the field notes for the survey. But he said, I do not remember walking around a 2,300 square mile tract of land in the summer of 1850. 2,300 square miles. I mean, you know.
Wow.
So it comes down to it that the guy was scammed, Owen was left holding the bag for $4.5 million.
Oh, wow.
Last man in. He was scammed. These grants were fraudulent. And it says the theme of this tale, it's possible to make money out of land anywhere in Texas if you can find the right sucker to pass it on to before the bottom drops out.
Before you get caught.
Oh, before wow. you get caught. I mean, can you imagine? This land was 1 million acres. It would have covered half of Texas.
Yeah.
You know? And they, oh my gosh, they had to make sure everybody was dead that was involved. And then they, right there at the last, they started selling it off. And the last man out paid him $4.5 million for those deeds.
Oh my.
But
wow.
What brought this up was somebody has been auctioning off land that doesn't exist in West Texas. We do not have land between here and El Paso with this beautiful grass with trees and water on it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's all just, as you know, desert land.
That scam sounds like it went deep and wide.
It did. It went deep and wide, and these people got caught, and now there's some suckers up there in the east getting caught. You know, they're buying this stuff, and if they ever come out and look at it, it's over.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, nobody would give them their money back. There's nothing there.
No, you just go out and look at it, and it's not even anything like they describe.
No. It hadn't ever been any water.
No.
And it's for grass. I mean, you know, it's just impossible. And I read that, and I was laughing. I said, oh, my gosh. Every so many years, you know, somebody will try to sell that land between here and El Paso. And it's been sold several times. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's on the right. I'm trying to think of the little suburb. It's not even a real town. And these lots were platted at one time. And that's all. You can't even tell there are lots there now.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah. And they sold these to different individuals. And the taxes have not been paid in 20 years that I know of.
Uh-oh.
And they're always trying to get somebody to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
And the land is worthless.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not even worth $5.
No.
But anyway, I thought how funny that was. 1 million acres of land, and this old Methodist preacher said, I do not remember helping survey that 2,300-mile area.
You would have thought...
Said, I don't...
That's one of those things that you would remember.
I think he would have remembered that huge, huge track if he walked around, you know, that many square miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And old Leighton, the guy that figured the scam, he didn't even live long enough to collect.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny what they thought of in the 19th century.
So, moral of the story, if somebody tries to sell you nice, green, lush land... Run.
Run, unless you have been there and stepped on it.
Yeah, and
saw
it with your own...
I mean, if you stepped on it.
Yeah.
And make sure it's not something that they, like Billy Saul Estes, drove you around and round and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember that?
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, only in Texas could that happen.
That's amazing. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, what's the phone number again?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
So as we go into this new year of 2017, we want to go ahead and make sure we start investing smartly. Smartly, I don't think that's a word. We invest better.
How about, do a better job of investing.
Yeah.
You know, look and see what you made where you were. Ask your friends that are with us how much they've made, if they're doing good. And I think that you'll find that this, you know, could be very profitable. It doesn't go up and down like the stock market.
Exactly. Even though the stock market's up, it's not a time to sit and go, hey, this is great. I'm going to be fine for the next 40 years. You're probably not.
That's probably not. And this gives you a chance to make some wealth and to do it steady, you know, just a steady flow.
Exactly.
And people that come to us seem to really, really like it. You know, they like the way it works and what they're making. And I think they'll like the deal, you know. I know 700, 800 other people do.
So if somebody is wanting to look into this and come talk to you, what kind of things do they need to do? What's the next couple steps?
If they've got it in mutual funds, they have to bring a statement. The banks require a statement of their earnings. They need to bring us something to show, you know, if they say they're worth $1 million, they need to be able to show that. If they say they make $200,000, they need to be able to show it. If it's just in the bank, you know, we don't have to have a copy of that because it's just going to be cash. But their wife may want to bring her IRA over, and you may want to bring your IRA over. Okay?
Okay.
And that's usually the way it works. The husband brings his and the wife brings hers.
And as far as policies, what have you got ready in the next several weeks or so?
Okay, we have a lot that will be ready in the next 2 weeks. And it'll be first come, first serve on these. But we've got some really fine policies that we're buying that will be great returns. Just like what they've just had. It'll be that great.
Wow. So this is really the time where things are getting ramped up.
It is. And as I told you, our accountant in our office, he was in Lambati. He's very excited.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money on Lambati, his first investment.
That was his first time with you, right?
First time. And remember, Lambati came in 6 months, folks.
Wow.
It was a 6 month payout. So that's very unusual. We're excited about that.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is. So I think that's going to work very great. People love that idea. Maybe we can do it again. We're not sure.
Perfect. All right. A lot of great things on the horizon as we get into the new year. Phone number one last time, Faye.
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. And a person needs to quit procrastinating and come see Faye.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.